我哋感谢主嘅恩典。
We praise the Lord for His goodness and grace.
喺岁首同年中，上帝嘅信实保守。
At the beginning of each year and at the end of each year, His faithfulness protects us.
佢嘅旨意会成全喺我哋嘅身上。
He is faithful and He will fulfill His will on us.
万军嘅耶和华必然会成就佢嘅应许。
The Lord Almighty will fulfill His promise.
我哋今日三代同堂嘅一齐嚟到敬拜。
So it's family worship day. We're here, three generations.
我哋嚟到系感恩，嚟到述说佢嘅恩典。
We give thanks and we recount His blessings.
今日我哋亦都系结束呢一个圣诞信息嘅最后一段嘅信息。
It's also part three of our series on Christmas.
过往我哋系用以赛亚书第九章嚟到思想。
We have been thinking about Isaiah chapter 9.
特别系集中喺第六节嗰度。
Especially on verse 6 of chapter 9.
今日我哋将佢拉阔啲嚟到睇。
Now today we're going to step back and look at a bigger picture.
从第一节一路睇到第七节。
We are going to read from verse 1 to verse 7.
睇一睇耶和华神点样将一个重要嘅信息赐俾佢嘅仆人先知以赛亚。
We want to see what kind of important message God has given to His prophet Isaiah。
喺呢一章里边，一开始就讲述到有一啲嘅人。
Now at the very beginning of this chapter, we see a group of people。
喺第一节、第二节里边就话有啲人佢喺黑暗里边行走嘅。
In the first two verses, we read aboutsome people walking in darkness.
甚至在死荫之地那里生活的。
Walking in a land of deep darkness, a land of death.
我不知道你过往这一年，这十二个月里面，你的经历是怎样。
Now, I'm not sure what you've been through in the last 12 months.
你可能又是有大起有大落的时间。
You might have had your great ups and downs.
甚至呢好似是水深火热的里面。
Or you may have been in times of deep trouble.
或者好像诗人所说洪水漫过我身一样的体会。
Or as the poets in the Bible often say, you may have been through times of great storms and floods.
有个故事呢这么说，有一只老鼠仔。
Okay.There is this story of a little mouse.
他就跌咗落一啲嘅奶油嗰度 cream.
He fell into a pot of cream.
咁啲奶油咧遮盖住佢。
And he sank into the cream.
咁佢咧就尽力咧将个鼻咧夹咗出去个奶油上
面。So all this little mouse could do was try to struggle to keep his little nose above.The cream.
然后呢四只脚在猛咁爬爬嗰啲奶油。
And all the time he was frantically trying to scramble out of the cream.
一路爬爬爬爬爬。
So he tried. He kept trying, struggled for his life.
最后呢啲奶油呢变咗芝士。
Until the cream turned to cheese.
哎，佢又得救了。
And so the mouse escaped.
又有芝士食啊。
And the mouse lived to enjoy the cheese.
我哋喺一个嘅困难嘅环境里边
，so in difficult times，
以赛亚用咗两个黑暗嘅字嚟到形容。
We read about what Isaiah says. Now he gives us a word on darkness.
中文圣经翻译为黑暗同死荫。
The Chinese translation translates it this word as darkness and the shadow of death.
这个是一种翻译上的一种的变化。
Now, it's a translation technique.
但是在它的原文里面是同一个字黑暗。
But in the original Hebrew of the Bible, there is only one word, darkness.
而且这一种黑暗是带着一种一个人被藐视、被遗弃、被唾弃这一种的意思。
And this word darkness carries the meaning of being left behind, being ignored,being resented, rejected.
我哋过节庆典嘅时候咧，香港有一句说话咧，好刻骨铭心嘅。
Now, we people from Hong Kong, we have a saying that we all know.
8月15日是中秋。
At Mid-Autumn Festival.
下面那个是怎么说? 有人欢笑，有人愁。
There are those in delight and there are those in sorrow.
12月25日是圣诞。
December 25th, Christmas Day.
同样呢，有人欢笑，有人愁。
And it's just the same because there are those who are rejoicing, there are those who are in deep sorrow.
在这段过节的时间呢，我个仔呢就带住一家呢喺美国翻过嚟。
Now this Christmas, my son brought his family from America to spend Christmas with us.
我有两个孙仔女嘅。
I have two grandchildren.
大孙女呢四岁啦。The
older one, my granddaughter, is almost four.
细孙仔呢就系未到九个月。
My grandson is almost 9 months old.
咁个细孙仔呢爬行呢，如果爬行比赛嘅话呢，佢可以都攞到冠军嘅。
Now, if there were a crawling competition, I think my grandchild, he would probably win and be champion.
一趌起呢就爬得好快。
So he can really crawl.
好啦，快到呢爸爸妈妈都追唔到。
In fact, he crawls so fast that his parents cannot catch up with him.
一手揸住个架。And
one time,
想趌起身啊。
He grabbed hold of a shelf, trying to stand up.
整个架冧落嚟。And
the shelf came crashing down on the boy.
喺佢左手嘅中指嗰度咧，有啲一切咗佢。And
it took away part of the middle finger on his left hand.
于是呢，佢哋要我仔要送佢去急症室。So
my son had to take this boy to emergency room.
咁我聽到呢個消息嗰時候呢，就係趕去急症室。So
when I heard about this, I rushed to the emergency room too.
入到急症室呢，我就俾我體會到呢，有人歡笑，有人愁呢一種嘅感受。So
the moment I stepped into emergency, I was fully aware of what we were talking about. Okay, there were some who were in deep distress, but some were okay.
喺个急症室里边，各种唔同嘅人，各种唔同嘅情况都有。
There's all kinds of people and all kinds of emotions in the emergency room.
有啲系车祸嘅。
Some were there because of traffic accidents.
有啲喺度呻吟。
Some were moaning.
一种众生相就展现喺我前边。
It was a microcosm of the world.
有啲系波斯嚟嘅。
There's people from Iran.
有啲系印度嚟嘅。
There's people from India.
有啲系中国人。
Some were from China.
有啲系印尼人。
Some were from Indonesia.
有啲白人。
Some were white.
各种唔同嘅人喺度。
It was all kinds of people were there.
有人欢笑，有人愁。
Well, some were okay, but then some were in deep distress.
有啲人喺黑暗，甚至喺死荫之地。
Some were in the shadow of death.
以赛亚喺第九章一开始嘅时候，就俾我哋睇到一个现实嘅境况。From
the start in chapter 9, the prophet Isaiah shows us reality.
但呢一个现实嘅境况唔系一种嘅悲观嘅境况。See,
it's life as it is, but it is not a pessimistic outlook on life.
佢话喺黑暗中嘅人能够见到大光。Because
it says that the people walking in darkness can see a great light.
住喺死荫之地嘅人有光照耀佢哋。
On those living in the land of darkness, a new light has dawned.
我唔知你有冇遇过一种所谓绝对黑暗。
I'm not sure if you've been in absolute darkness.
如果你有机会，譬如去美国南部咧，又去嗰啲嘅 cavern， 或者系去桂林嗰啲嘅中雨洞。
If you visited some of the limestone caves, caverns in the southern part of the U.S. or in China,
譬如你入到个中雨洞300尺、500尺。
See, if you go into the cave, 300 feet, 500 feet,
沿路呢都有灯嘅。
Now, there is lighting along the way.
个导游呢就会带你去到个地方。
But when you reach that point, the tour guide will stop.
个导游呢就话，嗱，我俾你尝一下绝对嘅黑暗系点样嘅。
He'll tell you, okay, I am going to give you a taste of what it means to be in total darkness.
嗰度又话嗱，扶稳啦。
So hold on.
咁我就将个灯一关咗
，and the lights go out.
哇，伸手不见五指。
You can't even see your own fingers.
嗰种嘅冰冷，不寒而栗。
So in that deep, dark, cold cavern, you shiver.
喺黑暗里边产生嘅恐惧感。
And you might have a growing sense of terror inside you.
在黑暗里面失去了一个方向。
Because you lose all sense of direction in the darkness.
在黑暗里面有人会产生绝望。
Some will despair in the darkness.
但现在先知以赛亚说，即管我们在黑暗中间行走，我们在死荫之地居住的，有光照耀我们。
But now,the prophet Isaiah says, okay, even those in the darkness, there is a light shining for them.
So, 先知以赛亚话呢，叫我哋走出呢个黑暗。
And the prophet tells us to leave this darkness.
耶和华嘅光光照我哋。
Because the light of the Lord has arrived.
耶和华嘅光系有医治嘅能力。
This light from the Lord, okay, has the power to heal.
使到我哋伤心嘅人可以得到医治。
It heals those who are in sorrow。
正如后来咧，以赛亚喺内一章里面讲咧，就当耶和华嘅灵降喺我身上嘅时候咧，就传福音俾嗰啲贫穷嘅人，差遣我去医好嗰啲伤心嘅人。
Just as later on, Jesus reads his own mission statement, and it says that the Spirit of the Lord is upon him, andIt tells him to go and preach the gospel to all people and to heal them and to release them.
报告呢，被掳的可以得到释放。
And to proclaim freedom for those who have been kept prisoner.
被囚的可以出监牢。
And to release the prisoners from jail.
这个呢，就是你今天我们要做的事情。
And this is also what we have to do today.
我们要放眼看一看我们周围。
Now let's take a look at the people around us.
当我们很欢乐的时候，一家人团圆的时候。
See, we may be celebrating Christmas here, okay, with our families.
但在我们附近有些人呢，他们在这种的孤单，在这种寂寞，在这种痛苦的里面。
But in our neighborhoods, okay, some of our neighbors may be living in...pain, in suffering, or they may be very, very lonely.
心灵可能会是很孤单，关系可能会是破裂。
They may have broken relationships, they may be very, very lonely inside.
他就需要有些人能够是在这一段的时间里面将神的光来到是照耀他们。
So these people are the people who need the light of God, the light that comes from God.
难怪以赛亚在六十章里面第一次就说兴起发光。
So, no wonder, Isaiah, in a different part of his book, he says, rise and shine.
他说你看看这个黑暗遮盖大地，幽暗遮盖万民。
And the prophet says, okay, look, the darkness has covered the whole earth. It's covering all of the people.
现在耶和华的光已经来到了。
But the light of the Lord has arrived.
耶和华显然照耀你。
The light of the Lord is shining on you.
各位弟兄姊妹，有时在一个欢乐的环境里面，
Sometimes when we are celebrating,
我们不妨看一看我们周围的人。
We should also take a look at the people around us.
当我们看见电视里面一些报道，见到有某些地方的人他们的缺乏，他们的困难。
See, when you turn on the TV, pay attention to people around the world who are in difficulty, who are in all sorts of suffering.
以赛亚先知说，我们要兴起，我们要发光。
The prophet Isaiah says, we have to rise, we have to shine.
我们要让基督的真光来到是照耀出来。
We have to let the true light of Jesus Christ shine through us.
那我们继续看下去了，第三节。
Verse 3.
当耶和华的光临到人的时候，
When the light of the Lord arrives and shines on us,
一个人就唔再喺呢一个黑暗里边，佢可以咧喺欢欣中间嚟到生活。
There is no longer any need for us to stay in the darkness. We can start rejoicing.
而且佢嘅喜乐可以加增。
And then our joy, our gladness will increase.
佢用咗一个农业嘅一个嘅比喻，佢话好似收割嘅欢乐。
The Bible uses an example from the farming world.
嗱，你同我咧，大部分都喺城市长大嘅。
Now, we are people of the city.
我哋唔知道农夫佢点样日出而作，日入而息。
We don't really know what it's like to be a farmer.
点样殷勤嘅撒种
？See, a farmer rises early in the morning and then goes to bed early at night, and then he works very hard to sow the seed.
点样去插秧
？And then to plant the
the seedling.
The seedlings. Yes.
点样嚟到系去耕田
？And how to work the fields?
点样嚟到系等候啊有雨水嘅降临
？And how to wait for the rain?
然之后到咗收割嘅时候
，But when the harvest comes，
喺个田里边劳碌嘅昼夜嘅嚟到收割
，And when we has to work day and night to bring in the harvest，
收割完咗，哇，嗰种嘅欢欣，嗰种嘅喜乐
，We need to imagine the joy that he has when he brings in the harvest。
你将呢个观念咧应用喺我哋生活嘅里边
，And then try to apply this。Bring this picture into your lives.
我哋中间唔少父母。
We have many parents here this morning.
我哋做父母嘅带住细路哥成长，哎呀，真系好多心血嘅。
We invest our lives, our hearts, everything, our whole energy, our whole person into the lives of our children.
真系好似呢个诗篇一百二十六篇所讲嘅，流泪撒种啊！
And very often we feel that we are sowing in tears.
细路哥细嘅时候有佢哋嘅难处。
See when the children are small, okay, they can be difficult.
有细路哥慢慢大有佢哋嘅唔同嘅情况。
And as they grow up, they go through all sorts of emotions and changes.
做父母嘅真系一代眼泪嘅。
And then so, there are challenges at every stage as they grow up. And some parents would feel that our tears can fill buckets.
Buckets, 就用一个椰壳啊，一壳眼泪咁嘅。
And buckets after bucket after bucket after bucket of tears.
系真系，唔系夸张嘅讲，实际上做父母嘅好多心酸。Yeah. 投入去带一个细路哥成长。
Yeah. Parents will understand what I mean here.
流泪撒种嘅必然欢呼收割。
Those who sow in tears will reap in joy.
带种流泪出去嘅必要欢欢乐乐嘅带禾捆回来。
Those who go into the fields to sow and sow in tears.They will come back with the harvest, rejoicing.
我哋需要有呢一种嘅信心，有呢一种嘅前景，有呢一种嘅盼望。
We need to have this vision, this kind of faith.
我哋内心嘅等候，恒心嘅祷告。
We wait and we pray.
坚定嘅相信喺神嘅恩典里边，佢会恩待。
And we need to believe that under the grace of God.He will do it.
我哋侍奉一样嘅。
So, and it's the same in our ministry in church.
侍奉嘅时候唔系话一帆风顺，一条大路通罗马嘅。
In our ministry in the church, very rarely do things go well.
有好多时候我哋真系要付出好多嘅努力，未必立时见到个果效嘅。
And very often we put in a lot of effort, a lot of work, but we see that.Nothing happens.
流泪撒种嘅
We sow in tears.
内心等候嘅
We wait.
到咗时候
But when the time comes,
就欢欢喜喜嘅带禾捆回来
We will bring in the harvest joyfully.
呢一个系一个真理嚟嘅
Now that's a truth.
呢个系提醒我哋做父母嘅，提醒我哋侍奉主嘅人。
This truth reminds those of us who are parents, those of us who serve in ministry in the church.
天父系会纪念我哋嘅眼泪。
It reminds us that Our Father in heaven, He remembers our tears.
祂是会看出我们的汗水。
He knows that we have put in sweat and blood.
祂是会按照祂的时候来产生一个大收割。
It reminds us that our Father in heaven will give us the harvest in His time.
所以我们说，我们大家都要走出这些低谷的情绪。
And so that's why we have to remind each other that we need to leave that valley of darkness.
不要被这些消极的情绪将我们打倒，将我们捆绑起来。
We must not let these negative emotions keep us in bondage.
更加不要被我们落在一种封闭或者是退缩。 同人群、同群体嚟到系推离嘅呢一种嘅情绪。
We must not allow these negative emotions to push us into a corner and push us away from other people.
我哋要走出呢个低谷，我哋要抬起头来。
We have to leave the darkness and lift up our heads.
诗人话要举目向山观看，我嘅帮助喺边度而嚟呢？我帮助系从造天地嘅耶和华而嚟。
We have to lift up our heads, and as we look up to the hills, we ask, "Who is going to help us?" And we know that our help will come from the Lord, Maker of heaven and earth.
我哋再睇第四节。Let
us look at verse 4.
第四、第五呢？Verses
4 and 5.
先知以赛亚用另一个嘅比喻嚟到系讲。
Isaiah paints another picture.
他说，因为他们所负的重轭。
Isaiah says, because of the yoke that they are bearing,
肩头上面的杖,
the rod that is on their shoulders,
欺压他们的棍,
the rod of their oppressor,
一个轭就是在耕田的牛，或者两只牛，他们有一个
A yoke is that big heavy piece of wood that connects two oxen who are used in the fields, the plowed fields. I don't think many of us have seen that actually. And so we're going to show you. Okay, a yoke will connect two oxen,
使到佢哋能够同步嘅向前,
so that they can walk together in step.
但呢一个嘅轭啊，又是一个重轭.
But this yoke is a very heavy piece of equipment.
以赛亚咧就话呢一种嘅担子，呢一个压力，呢一个嘅重轭。
Isaiah says, this heavy, heavy yoke is on our shoulders.
哎呀,使到我们的心沉低,使到我们的背脊弯腰。
It breaks our back and it weighs down our heart.
使到我们心力交瘁。
And we feel absolutely drained.
后面那个赶牛那个呢,拿着杖,啪一声打下来。
And there's more, the farmer, takes the rod and beats us.
而且那个是一个衰人来的,拿着棍打下来的。
And this farmer is a no good farmer because he keeps beating us.
他欺压他们的棍。
And the prophet describes this rod as the rod of the oppressor.
现在这些棍都已经被截断。
But the Bible says, okay, the yoke and the rod, they will be broken.
有机会你看看上行之诗。
Now, if you get a chance, you should read the Psalms, the Songs of the Ascent.
在诗篇120篇到诗篇134篇。
Psalm 120 to Psalm 134.
称为上行之诗。
These are called the Songs of Ascent.
因为朝圣的人,以色列人呢, 在巴勒斯坦各地呢,一年三次呢,要去到耶路撒冷去守节嘅。
Now, they are the songs of pilgrims who visit Jerusalem 3 times a year.
在逾越节佢哋要去。
They have to go to Jerusalem at Passover.
在五旬节要去。
At Pentecost.
在住棚节要去。
At the Feast of Tabernacles.
耶路撒冷在石安山。
So, Jerusalem, the city of Jerusalem, sits on top of Mount Zion.
高高耸立喺嗰度。
It stands on top of a hill.
朝聖嘅人喺下邊一路向上而行。
And we have all these pilgrims, okay, walking uphill to Jerusalem.
佢哋三五成群，互相嘅守望相助。
They in their own small groups, okay, supporting each other, encouraging each other.
一齊唱出呢啲詩歌，互相嘅鼓勵。
And as they walk uphill, they sing these songs.
遇到有啲盜賊嘅時候，佢哋一齊防禦。
Now, when they meet robbers, random robbers, okay, they will defend themselves together.
遇到有啲猛獸嗰時候，佢哋一齊敵對佢哋。
When they run into wild animals, they will take care of the wild animals as a group.
正話我哋讀過詩篇126篇就上行詩詩之詩嘅一首。
Just now we read from Psalm 126.
我再讀幾篇俾你聽啊。
I'll read you a few others, or from a few other psalms.
同我哋呢一個主題係相關嘅。
And it's very related to what we are talking about this morning.
詩篇124篇第六節咁講。
Psalm 124.
個耶和華係應當稱重嘅。
Says here, praise be to the Lord.
他沒有把我們當作野食交給他們吞吃。
The Lord has not let us be torn by the teeth of wild animals.
佢冇將我哋咧好似變成一啲嘅獵物一樣咁樣，俾啲野獸吞食。
He has not thrown us to the animals as fodder.
第七節話咧，我們好像雀鳥，從捕鳥人嘅網羅裏逃脫，網羅破裂，我們逃脫了。
And in verse 7 of this psalm, he says, we have escaped like a bird from the snare of the bird catcher.
这个网罗呢整到一个陷阱，叫我们好像雀仔一样这样被它网住我们。
You know how people catch birds? Okay. It says here that that trap is not working. We have escaped. We are free.
但是神将这个网罗呢你都是将它整烂的破裂的。
We are free because God has destroyed the trap.
第八节说，我们得帮助是在乎依靠造天地之耶和华的名。
And verse 8 says, our help is in the name of the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
诗篇125篇说，依靠耶和华的好像石安山永不动摇。
And in Psalm 125, it says, those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be shaken.
众山怎样围绕耶路撒冷，耶和华也照样围绕他的百姓，从今时直到永远。
As the mountains surround Jerusalem, so the Lord surrounds His people, both now and forevermore.
神就要我哋好似咁样摆上个信心去依靠佢。
God requires us to have this kind of faith in Him.
跟住讲啦，恶人嘅杖咧。就唔会常落喺义人嘅份上。
And it goes on to say here that the scepter of the wicked of the evil people will not remain over the land allot to the righteous.
免得义人伸手作恶。
Because okay, God does not want the righteous to use their hands to do evil.
神知道我哋喺呢个困难嘅环境里边。所能够承担嘅系几多嘅压力
？God knows how much stress we can take。
喺呢一种嘅山穷水尽而无路嘅环境里边，一转个弯，佢又为我哋开出一条又一村嚟。
See, and very often when we think that we have reached the end of our rope, God opens a door for us。
喺诗篇129篇又咁样讲。
In Psalm 129, it says,
他说我幼年以来敌人屡次苦害我，却没有胜了我。
It says here, my enemies have greatly oppressed me from my younger days.
他跟着说呢，如同腐泥的在我背上腐泥而耕，耕的犁沟甚长。
They have worked on my back like farmers plowing the fields.
你想想啦，搞定啦。
即係佢個比喻係咁樣，呢個係啊，
Watch.
劉牧師咋？佢個背脊咁咧，有個泥羹插落去，哇！你啦話嗰條痕幾痛啊
！You get the picture？
我一手嚟嘅啫。
You get the picture？ So he was demonstrating how this plow that you use to plow the fields can be used on the back of a person. You imagine how painful that can be?
但耶和华竟然砍断恶人嘅绳索。
But the Lord is righteous. He has cut me free from the courts of the wicked.
这一切亦都是先知以赛亚在第九章第四节所讲。See,
all this is part of the message of Isaiah in chapter 9.
神的心意是要叫我们脱离这些重担。
God wants us to be released from all these burdens.
神的心意不是要我们长久地活在一种高压的状况下。
God does not want us to stay forever under great stress.
压力是有的。
There will always be stress.
但是一方面我们能够承受的。
But God will make sure that it's stress that we can bear.
而且在这个试探里面，在这个试炼里面，他会为我们开出一条出路，叫我们可以忍受得住。
And then He will always open a door for us.
他叫我们能够得到一个释放。
He will prepare a way for us to be released.
迈向这个自由。
A way for us to be free.
福音是一个释放，是一个自由。
The gospel is about freedom, release.
叫我们从罪里面释放出来。
It's about freedom from sin, deliverance from sin.
叫我们从一种被压迫的里面得到一个自由。
The gospel is about freedom from oppression.
好，我们继续看下去了。
So let's continue.
第五節一樣，他用第二個比喻講戰士，不再是打仗了，這些盔甲要來做這個燃料，來燃燒了。Verse
5 is about soldiers no longer fighting, all their equipment, their arms will be burned.
好了，第六節就是通常我們聖誕節會集中在這裡來。And
then we come to verse 6, which is our Christmas verse.
他說因為有一個嬰孩為我們而生。
For to us a child is born.
今天我有啲位好同工同我一齐，真系好。我有啲感冒咧，有啲咳嗽咧，所以咧，有阵时咧，佢同我翻译，我可以唞一唞啊。
We have this coworker here, and I can take a breather when he speaks.
系啊，正话有个姊妹话咧，如果咳咧喺下背打力拍佢几下咧就好噶啦。
And so I pat him on the back, and he pats me on the back.
但喺呢度咧。 以赛亚回顾睇翻过往喺历史嘅里边，神佢嘅应许。
Now in this verse, Isaiah looks back in history and looks back on the promises of God.
然之后咧，往前睇预言将来会发生嘅事情。
But he also looks ahead to give us a vision of what's going to happen in the future.
喺过往历史里边发生咩事情咧？
Now, what has happened in the history of Israel?
当人类犯罪之后,
or in the history of humankind, okay, when Adam and Eve sinned.
在创世纪第三章里面就记载,
so you know, you remember in the book of Genesis, chapter 3,
耶和华神说,女人的后裔,将来女人而生的有一个儿子。
God says, okay, that one of the descendants of the woman, Eve, okay,
蛇会伤她的脚跟。
One of the descendants of the woman, okay, will run into a snake, and the snake will bite his heel.
当这个蛇伤她的脚跟,她似乎站不住,似乎被打倒的时候,
when his heel is bitten by the snake, and when he seems to fall,
但是他被打倒的时候，竟然伤了蛇的头，蛇的势力。Somehow,
even though this descendant, this person is bitten by the snake, he will crush the head of the snake.
这是一个莫大的一个奥秘来的。Now,
this really is a huge mystery. How can that happen?
如果你喜欢看 C.S. Lewis 或者是 Narnia, 你又发现他就用这个奥秘做一个主题来表达出来。
If you like to read a book by C.S. Lewis, okay, called The Chronicles of Narnia, okay,
我希望你们有机会多看 C.S. Lewis的书,
or go rent the video.
但他正如我们一开始这个崇拜的时候打出来有一个显示，就讲到提摩太前书第三章十六节。
In the first Timothy 3:16, okay, that's the verse we saw before the service began.
保罗在这里讲到话，大哉敬虔的奥秘，无人不以为然的。
Paul here refers to a great mystery, and he says, beyond all question, the mystery from which true godliness springs is great.
这个奥秘是什么呢？
Now, what is that mystery?
保罗就说了，就是神在肉身显现。
That mystery is God becoming a man.
道成了肉身。
The word becoming flesh.
诞生成为一个婴孩。
God being born as a baby,
而且被天使来到显现
and being revealed to us by His angels.
一班的儿童诗班，很多的小天使唱出这个第一个的平安夜的晚上，这个的荣耀归给至高的神。
Just now we heard angels singing the first Noel.
Gloria in excelsis Deo.
We heard them singing Gloria in excelsis Deo.
Et in terra pax hominibus. Minibus.
Et terra
in terra in the world.
Et in terra pax hominibus.
Pisa hominibus. Because it's minibus. 透过天使的显现，传于外邦。
So, the angel's proclamation enabled this child to be presented to all the nations.
被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。
And then, the world comes to know this baby, and this baby is received in glory.
啊，原来这个奥秘是神的智慧来的。
And so Paul says, this is a huge mystery, which is part of God's wisdom.
世人所敬仰的是一个世界的霸主。
You see, most people look up to a strong king, a strong ruler.
好像以前希臘的时候那个亚历山大帝。
Or perhaps someone like Alexander the Great.
骑住在一只白马上面那种的神勇的情景。
We often look up to rulers, people, a prince on a white horse.
但是神不是用这个方法去拯救人。
But God does not save us this way.
竟然用一个婴孩，诞生在这么卑微的马槽里面的婴孩。
God uses a baby, a helpless baby, born in a manger to save the world.
当以赛亚他回顾历史的时候，同样发出在未来的预言。
See, when Isaiah writes here, he gives us a vision of the future.
他是主前七百多年一个的先知。
Isaiah is writing more than 700 years before Jesus was born.
他讲到时候满足的时候，就有一个女子会生一个的儿子。
And he's writing here that when the time comes, a woman will give birth to a child.
在第七章已经讲到，一个童女会怀孕生子，叫做以马内利。
See, and this is written in chapter 7 already.
然之后咧，呢、这、一个嘅婴孩，佢系带住权柄而嚟嘅。
And in verse 9 here, in verse 6 here, chapter 9, he tells us that this child is given to us, and then authority will be on his shoulders.
佢嘅名字系奇妙测试。
He has a name called Wonderful Counselor.
讲到呢个神嘅智慧。
And this is God's wisdom.
佢系全能嘅神。
He is Almighty God.
讲到佢嘅权能系创造宇宙万有嘅主。
Referring to His authority.
但你谂下呢一种系好似好矛盾、好吊诡嘅一种嘅情况。
Now it seems contradictory.
一个婴孩点样有智慧呢？一个婴孩点样有权能呢
？How can a baby have all the wisdom in the universe? How can a baby have all the authority in the universe?
上帝竟然就用人所认为系唔可能嘅事情，或者系一个无能为力嘅人一个婴孩竟然成就佢自己嘅救恩。
But God takes something that appears to be impossible. God takes a baby that seems to be so weak.To accomplish his own will.
嘅名字又叫做永在的父。
Now this baby is also called Everlasting Father.
呢个父咧唔系话三位一体嗰个啊天父。
This father does not refer to Father and Father, Son and Holy Spirit.
就讲到呢个婴孩成长之后，佢将世人嚟到系拯救翻嚟，嚟到系好似一个父亲嚟到眷顾呢一班嘅被拯救嘅人。
This father here simply refers to the person the child becomes. When he grows up, he will save and care for the people of the world, just like a loving father.
讲到佢嘅慈爱
and refers to his love.
佢嘅名字又叫做和平之君
He has another name called Prince of Peace.
呢一个和平亦都系第七节啦。啊，我哋继续讲落去啦。呢一个嘅平安。
The peace here refers to the peace that is mentioned and explained in verse 7.
啊，呢一个平安咧系犹太人见面嗰时候咧经常问安嘅呢一个字。
The word peace here is a greeting that Jewish people use when they meet each other.
犹太人见面嗰时候咧，佢就会话咧 ，Shalom aleichem 啊 ，Shalom 就平安啦 ，aleichem 就 to you。
When Jewish people greet each other, they say Shalom Aleichem.
咁如果你回答咧，就要将个次序倒转过嚟，就 To you peace 吓 ，Aleichem Shalom.
And when you respond, you reverse the order and you say Aleichem Shalom.
嗱，我哋知道犹太人咧喺呢一段期间咧有叫 Hanukkah.
Now, as we celebrate Christmas, the Jewish people they celebrate Hanukkah.
就讲到佢哋民族一个独啊一种嘅光荣嘅历史嘅一个片段嚟。
It is a celebration of part of their history.
啊，八支嘅蜡烛一日点一支咁样嚟到点到最后。
And it's a time when you start lighting candles over a period of 8 days.
如果你见到犹太人嘅话咧，你就学下呢句说话咯，吓 Shalom aleichem 啊。
So when you run into a Jewish friend, you could try this out.Shalom aleichem.
嗱，我哋就练习下。我哋呢两个中国犹太人咧，向大家问安啦啊。
Okay, the two Chinese Jews will say to you this greeting.
好，我哋一齐讲啦。Shalom
aleichem. Shalom aleichem.
诶，再嚟个，好似听唔得唔清楚。你倒转个次序，唔好跟住我嚟讲先得噶。
Okay, you reverse the order. Okay, what would we say?
我哋再嚟啦嘛。Shalom
aleichem.
啊，真系好啦。啊，咁多中国犹太人喺度啊！嗱，我哋咧就知道平安呢个字咧，对犹太人嚟讲咧系好重要。
See this word shalom, peace is very important to the Jewish people.
佢系带有一个心灵上嘅安宁。
It refers to peace of mind,
一种属灵嘅一种平安
，a peace of the spirit。
同时咧系包含涵盖住咧。我哋一个肉身上面嗰种嘅啊，富足神嘅供应。
Of course, it also refers to peace physically, that we are well provided for.
就等于我哋中文呢个福字一样。
It's like what we Chinese refer to as blessing. This character
福字咧，左手边系一个士字嚟。
This character is made up of two parts. On the left-hand side, we have the radical for God.
士系一种宗教，一种嘅献祭。
This radical for God means religion, or it also means sacrifice.
福咧就系一种嘅心灵啊，有一种嘅平安。
And so the Chinese word for blessing, okay, refers to a blessing of the mind, okay, an inner peace.
跟住喺右手边咧，呢一个都系一个福字啦吓，蝙蝠个福字咧就啊有个虫字边，但系咧佢有一个福字，系一个象形文字，一个嘅杯，系啊宗教献祭嗰时候所用嘅。
And on the right-hand side of this Chinese character for blessing, okay, we have a symbol of a cup.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
In which to hold our sacrifice.
For libation, huh? 咁佢，你而家我哋繁体字咧，方块字咧，就系写成一口田。
And when we write it in modern Chinese, okay, it becomes a representation of a field.
口田吓，一口田系代表住我哋养生嘅，我哋生活肉身所需要嘅。
It represents our physical needs being met。
所以犹太人嘅 shalom 同我哋中国人嘅福咧系非常之接近嘅。
Now what I'm trying to say is, okay, the Jewish concept of shalom, peace, is very similar to the Chinese concept of blessing。
佢而家就提到话咧，呢一种嘅平安可以呢无穷无尽嘅加俾我哋。
What it says in the Bible here is that this kind of blessing, peace, will be ours and it will be poured on us.
但咧必须系从神而嚟，神嘅政权同埋平安无穷嘅加增。
But it has to be the kind of peace that comes from God, which is eternal.
怎样可以将这两个观念，一个是太平和平安，一个是权柄这个的掌权，来到是配合在一起呢？
Now, the key is, okay, how can we bring the two together? Peace and the rule of God.
如果个恶人来到得政的话，所带出来的不是太平。
Now,if an evil person sits on the throne and becomes king, then we're not going to have this kind of peace.
但如果一个义人来到掌权的话，他可以带给地上有太平。
But if it's a righteous God, a righteous king who rules over us, there will be peace.
所以当年啊，新加坡的总理李光耀呢，他提出来话，这个 benevolent 所谓这个 dictatorship。
And so I remember years ago.The Prime Minister of Singapore, Lee Kuan Yew, he talked about a benevolent dictator.
意思就是说这个是一个仁慈的，但他必须要能够是掌权的。
He was referring to, well, a kind ruler, but he has to be strong.
就因为这样的安排，这个地上真正的平安才可以临到万民。
And it's this kind of combination that will truly bring peace on earth.
最后呢，以赛亚就在第七节里面就说，万军的耶和华的热心必成就这事。
And finally in verse 7 Isaiah says, the Lord of hosts will do this.
那个热心就是讲到一团火。
And the word zeal here refers to this great passion in the heart of God.
而这一团火是一种爱的一团的火。
This great passion in the heart of God is the love of God himself.
而这一种爱的一团的火，将所有的杂质，所有的渣滓都可以将它炼净。
This fire that is the love of God will purify everything. It will cleanse everything.
这个爱的火能够使到神与人可以再一次的和好。
This passion of God will reconcile people to God, who will bring peace between people and God.
就是这一团的火使到他的旨意会成就在地上，如同成就在天上。
And it is this great passion of God that will fulfill his purpose.
所以我们今天来到这一段的我们经常过圣诞的时候都会看的经文的里面。
And so as we look at this passage that we often read over Christmas,
先知以赛亚就叫我们能够是走出这个黑暗。
The prophet tells us to leave the darkness behind,
能够兴起发光。
To rise and shine,
叫我们走出这个低谷，能够是迎向欢欣。
To leave the valley of the shadow of death and to rejoice,
叫我们脱离这个重压，能够是漫向自由。
He tells us to be released from our burdens and to walk into freedom.
我们就坚定地相信神的应许是实在的。
He tells us to believe in God's promise.
正如主祷文说，祂的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
As Jesus teaches us to pray, let his will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
在结束2014年的时之前，
As we approach the end of 2014,
我们有一个坚定的信念。
We need to believe,
万军之耶和华的热心必成就这事。
We need to believe that the zeal of the Lord Almighty will accomplish this.
祂的旨意按照祂的时间，祂的计划来完成。
He will do it in his own good time.
我们低头祈祷。
Let's bow our heads in prayer.
主，我们感谢你给我们有今天敬拜的时候。
Father, we thank you for this time of worship.
感谢你在过往12个月里面你信实的看顾。
We thank you for your faithfulness over the past 12 months.
感谢你在我们人生的起伏的里面你与我们同行。
Thank you for being with us through our ups and downs.
感謝聖靈，當我哋軟弱嘅時候，你用說不出嘅嘆息為我哋祈求。
Thank you, Holy Spirit, for praying for us when we were too weak to pray.
感謝你俾我哋今日能夠有三代同堂一齊敬拜。
Thank you for giving us this opportunity to worship you as three generations.
祝福我哋每個家庭。
O Lord, pour your blessings on all the families here.
雖然我哋做父母有時會係好似流淚撒種嘅境況。
Even though some of the parents here may feel like sowing in tears.
但我哋堅定相信你嘅應許，到咗時候必然會歡呼收割。
Help us believe that when the time comes in your own good time, we will reap in joy.
我哋感謝你，奉耶穌基督嘅名。
We give thanks in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.